Marco.
Yes, and come on yet.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Please join me in saying the Anabikoa. Anabikoa. Gedula Chemincha. Pati. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Ufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Givavat Shamlem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kach Shin Barhen Tacharen Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Shamlem Betet Reish Saritav Gimel Pasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Pet Kuf Bet, Pet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shim Kufav Tzadiyata. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe. Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Erav Chesed Ve'emet, Noser Chesed La'alafim, Noser Avon Wafesha, Vechata'av V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from Parashat Yitro, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabrihu ish yinte bit hilu, himud hilu, hilu, himu. L'yakda l'shem yud he bevav he. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Perichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dishot Vele'ik Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya ulam daga, Beya kalana tehakulu ovada, Bikshot inun wikola itzbiris, Bi alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that we study to connect to this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom liami li Yisrael unzati wishakan tahtav willo yirgaz od willo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he. Aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa heya yozala me behe hereyo hekome la awa kalayo la wawa pehela nulaha yo 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 me la he se se wa. Muta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me du da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he Sa'ala reyo ashila meyo e Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me Nunu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re Wa me be yo he he au nu wa me he yo Dame be me nuko ayo ah he be wa re ah he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim, utilizing the same tool. Excuse me. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu wa kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo. La yo wa me pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re, wo yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da, a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ha, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sa, a, la, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me. Nu, hey, ah, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, hey, ah, yo. Nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, me, hey, me, za, re. Wa he be yo wa he ala wa me za yo. Da me he be me ta ho ala a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadducean who left this day, the 21st day of Adar, Rabbi Yaakov of Novominsk, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Epstein, Rabbi Eliezer Dovid of Radovitz, Rabbi Abraham Dover Kahana Shapira, Rabbi Reuven Gozrowski, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Dushinsky, and Rabbi Yeshaya Shimonowitz. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. We will start at the bottom of page one of the handout with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. You sod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Sod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach, ye ahini we yohi. Ye ahini we yohi. Ye ahini we yohi. Tiferet, yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Devura, ye ach, ni we yoch. Ye ach, ni we yoch. Ya'ach, niwiyoch. Chesed, ya'ahemiweyohe. 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 Bina, ya'ahemiweyohe. 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 Achba. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Please join me in saying the first two lines of the Shema. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We will now together say the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances, We will start with the L'shem Yehud because we've grounded the energy in the previous L'shem Yehud, meaning any excess energy we've grounded. L'shem Yehud Kudshabur Ihu Ishinte Bitilu Urhimud Hilu Hilu Urhimu Leahta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu, Maasei Yadeinu Konenu Aleinu, Maasei Yadeinu Konenu, Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadivarim, Haile leimor, Anochi Hashem, Elohecha asher hotzeiticha, Meretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim. Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'asel lacha. Te'asel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mi-mal. V'asher ba'aretz mi-tachat. V'asher ba'mayim. Mitahat laaretz lo tishachav lachem ulo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkanah poked awom avot al banim al shileishim we al ribeim Lashonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'shav ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisa Et Shemo L'shav, Zahor et Yom HaShabbat L'kadsho, Sheshet Yamin Tavod V'asita, Kol Melachtecha, V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat L'Hashem Elohecha Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha, Atah Ubincha Uvitecha, Avadcha V'Amadcha, Uvemtecha V'Gayercha, Asher B'Sharecha, Ki Sheshet Yamim Asa, Hashem Et HaShamayim, V'Et Haaretz Et Hayam, ואת Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'kadsho Sheshet Yamin Tavod V'asita Kol Melachtecha V'Yom HaShvi'i Shabbat LaHashem Elohecha Lo Taseh Kol Melacha Ata Ubincha Uvitecha avdecha v'amacha, uvemtecha v'gercha, asher b'sharecha, kisheshet yamim asa, Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz, et hayam v'et kol asher bam, V'yanach v'yom ha'shvi. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha'shabbat v'yekadeshehu. Kaved et avicha v'et imecha leman. Yarikun yamecha al ha'adama. Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinaf lo tigno lo ta'anet bereacha en shaker lo tachmod beit chereecha lo tachmod ha'eshet reecha v'avdo v'amato the shoro, the hamoro, we call Asher Lerecha. We'll now connect to the abridged Kaddish. In order to use it as an elevator to rise up to the level of our class tonight,
and
we all say Amen. It barach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shemei dekutcha le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata v'tushpechata v'nechemata da'amiran v'alma yehe shlama rabba min shamaya. The Chaim Aleinu, the Alko Yisrael, the Imru Amen. O Se Shalom, Imro Mal, Uya Se Shalom Aleinu, we Alko Yisrael, the Imru Amen. Tonight's class is one of the classes from on the Ari, the writings of the Ari. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. I believe it's in row 8, the right-hand column. No, it's the second column from the left. It's the writings of the Ari class, and it's in row 14. When you open up that handout, the landing page for the Ari's writings, scroll down to Parashat Ki Tisa. And then we open up the third link, which is the Ari's The Fixing of the Mixing. Now, if you're asking yourselves, why is he not doing Parashat Vayechel? And that's because the Ari did not write extensively on Parashat Vayechel, because he wrote extensively on Parashat Truma. And the writings of the Truma have to do with Parashat Ki Tisa as well, which is why we are starting with the mistake of the mixed multitude, part one. Does anybody have any questions? Kabbalah reveals the spiritual drama between soul roots. And they said, "This Israel is your God who took you out of Egypt. They is the mixed multitude, which by it says, your God and not our God." The mixed multitude derived from the evil of Moses. As we have explained elsewhere, the mixed multitude derived from the evil aspect of Moses. They issued prematurely and were not properly rectified first, so they sinned. To give you some aspect, there's different midrashim that explain the source of the mixed multitude. This is an unwritten commentary that I'm talking right now. The mixed multitude were somewhere around 2 million people. And they were ultimately part of the 10 tribes. They are part of the Jewish nation, the children of Israel. But they were not ready. They had fallen deep into the Klipot. With the sin of Adam, they fell deep. With the sin of each step in the process, they fell deeper. Until finally, the negative system felt safe in letting them come into a human body and be given free will, because they felt that they had been so indoctrinated and so affected by their surroundings in the Klipot that they would never walk away from the Klipot. But Moses knew that they were related, connected to his soul, and that they were the negative aspect of his soul. And so he took them out of Egypt when Hashem said, "I don't recommend it." In my opinion, he did it to shorten the process, so we will not have to go through all seven of the 7,000-year periods. But how many are we not going through because this exile has gone on so long? I can't answer that question. And many other people have tried to answer that question and not been successful. But when a soul has fallen into the Klipot, and when this Klipot feels that it's safe enough to let them come into the physical body, into the physical world as a human being, he allows that to happen because he thinks he will draw more positive souls further into the Klipot. He will cause them to sin, which is what happened with the golden calf. And this wasn't a lot of people. The 2 million people were not talking about causing the children of Israel to sin. Only two men caused all the destruction associated with the golden calf. But there are other times when the negative system has let souls come into this world. Abraham is one of them. Moses is another. Samuel the prophet is another. Pinchas, all of these people, and more, Eliyahu, all of these people had fallen deep into the Klipot. And the Klipot felt safe to let them come into this world. But they fooled the Klipot. And they did what was right. They made their corrections, as difficult as they were and are. So it's not always that the Klipot wins. Continuing to read. When the Jews, the children of Israel, led by Moses, left Egypt, Moses acceded to take along a mixed multitude of non-Jews with them. Although his intentions were good, these people had not been fully educated about the ways of Judaism and the ways of Hashem and the ways of the Torah and the path of the Torah. And so they made numerous errors in judgment throughout Israel's trek in the desert, often drawing the Jewish people, the children of Israel, into their errors as well. Evil can be defined as consciousness not sufficiently oriented toward and not sufficiently focused on Hashem, or worse, oriented away from Hashem, or against, God forbid, Hashem. Just as with people who must undergo a selfish period of childhood in order to develop their sense of self before emerging into the mature adult world, so must any revelation of divinity or any soul undergo a maturation process before it can descend into the world. Although the soul will mature again during its lifetime, as it goes through childhood and teen years and life experiences, this is a second stage of development. Thus, to a certain extent, the character of the individual is already developed during its fetal life. This, again, is an unwritten commentary, but I'm reminding you that we have learned that the soul in the fetus, in the mother's womb, is taught all of the Torah that it will need to achieve its tikkun in this lifetime. But upon the exit down the channel of the mother's vagina, the mother's birth canal, there's an angel that reminds the fetus who's becoming a child not to say anything, and eventually, over the first 2 years, sometimes 3 years of its life, that fetus, that newborn child, forgets all that it was taught in the womb, and then spends the rest of its lifetime revealing what it was taught in the womb, remembering what it was taught in the room, and that's called revelation. Continuing to read. The mixed multitude thus reflected this idea of premature introduction into holiness. Insecure in their sense of self, they were not ready to abandon it in favor of the truth to which they were being elevated. We all know people. We've all tried to explain the truth as we understand it, the truth of Torah, and we've had it rejected by many of our friends, many people that we've expressed these teachings to. It's been rejected, and the reason it's rejected is explained in this paragraph we just read. Continuing to read. Moses, as a leader, should have known that this was the case, but his acceptance of the mixed multitude reflected a weakness on his part, an unwarranted tolerance and acceptance of that which is imperfect and unripe, erroneously allowing it to take part in mature adult life before its time. Perhaps this over-fascination with the raw, the untamed, and the immature echoes Isaac's fascination with the preference of Esau over Jacob, as well as modern society's worship and indulgence of youth at the expense of its reverence and appreciation of the wisdom of age. That last being in the parentheses is an indication of the translator's commentary. God did not want to accept these unfit converts. Had they not joined the Jewish people, there would have been no death or exile, as it is written. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, chiseled on the tablets. I wonder why the translator or why the Ari didn't write, chiseled on the tablets by the finger of God. When the Torah was first given, the spiritual impurity caused by the sin of the tree of knowledge was removed from the world. Thus, the Hebrew word for chiseled, which is charut, can be interpreted to mean freedom, which is cherut, same letters, different vowels. The tablets freed the world from the sentence of death and its spiritual analog, exile. The mixed multitude, however, perpetrated the sin of the golden calf, which reintroduced this impurity or self-orientation into the world. In the Kabbalah, we are taught to call this the desire to receive for oneself alone. The more intellectual pursuits call it self-orientation to the world. Continuing to read. But Moses did accept them, thinking that it would be good to absorb them into holiness. This way, Moses reasoned their unrefined power could be harnessed for holy purposes. Their desire to join the children of Israel seemed to indicate their readiness for this. Aspects of his soul return as the leader of each generation in order to rectify the spiritual errors of the mixed multitude. Even Moses has a tikkun that until Mashiach manifests, he has not completed his correction. Continuing to read. He especially wanted to accept them because they were somewhat important to him, as it is written. The people in whose midst I am, and the people at your feet. Thus he sought to rectify them. But on the contrary, they ruined Israel, as it is written. Go, descend for your people, who you brought up out of Egypt, have corrupted. It does not say have been corrupted, but have corrupted, meaning have corrupted others. The children of Israel. In this verse, the verb corrupt is transitive. Furthermore, God tells Moses about his people that he, not God, brought up out of Egypt, referring to the mixed multitude. And as an unwritten commentary, this is essentially why Vayechel is a duplicate of words from Parashat Truma. The the Parsha of Truma applied to everyone that Moses took out of Egypt. The children of Israel, the mixed multitude, and ultimately, because there was no death, it would also have applied to the other nations. Moses would have been the Mashiach, and there would have been no death in the world. But until the Mashiach comes, we know that Moses hasn't completed his tikkun. But then neither have you nor I completed our tikkunim. Continuing to read. But we are going to complete, this is some still commenting. We are going to complete our tikkun tonight. We hope. Moses therefore had to die in order to ascend on high and receive Hashem's beneficence. There is therefore no generation without a leader like Moses. In order to right the wrong he caused, Moses' transgenerational job is to rectify the ongoing impurity of the mixed multitude until it is fully matured. He therefore belongs spiritually to the pre-redemptive generation of the desert and could not pass over the Jordan River to lead the next generation in the conquest of the land of Israel. Aspects of his soul return as the leader of each generation. In order to rectify the spiritual errors of the mixed multitude. In order to do this, his soul each time has to accrue extra spiritual power. And this it does by staying in the womb of Ima for a longer than usual period, as the Arizal explains in part 2. And we finished part 1. Does anybody have any questions? Part 2. Moses returned to the womb. When he emerges, the union of Abba and Ima, he remains impregnated in the womb of Ima for 12 months. This is alluded to in the phrase, "And Hashem became angry at me on your account," in that the word "became angry" can be read, "made me re-enter the state of pregnancy." And two, that the fact that the numerical value of the word for "at me" in this phrase is 12. And three, that the initials of this phrase spell the word for Jubilee, which is an appellation of Bina, as is known. At me in Hebrew is Bet Yud, which has a gematria of 12. And Hashem became angry at me on your account. In Hebrew is Vayedaper Hashem Bi Lema'anchem, whose initial letters are Vav, Yud, Bet, Lamed. Jubilee is, in Hebrew, Yovel, is spelled Yud Vav Bet Lamed, the same letters in a different order. The Jubilee is the 50th year, and there are 50 gates in Bina. When Moses was born the first time, however, he required a pregnancy of only 7 months because his soul did not require so much maturation. When Moses was born, his mother Jochebed hid him for 3 months, after which she put him in a basket in the river. If she hid him from the Egyptian authorities successfully for 3 months, why did she not continue to hide him? Our sages answer that Moses was born in the 7th month, and the Egyptian authorities came to inspect her home only in the 9th month, after her remarriage to Amram, Moses' father. This is an unwritten commentary, but I hope you realize that this story of Moses applies to our generation, applies to all of the generations. Some women tell me, some women know when they are fertilized, when their conception has taken place. It's a feeling they have. They're very in tune with their body, and they know that their uterus is starting to support the growth of the fetus. A baby who is born prior to the 9 months is a soul that is less burdened with the klipot, less burdened with negativity. And a soul that requires longer gestation is a soul that needs more learning, more cleansing within the frame of the fetus. The maximum length of time is 12 months. The limited amount of time is 7 months. And this relates very well with what our scientists are saying, the medical doctors say now. A fetus needs to be at least 28 weeks to be viable. Its lungs have to develop at least to that point. That's 7 months of development. And of course, no baby lives or takes longer than 9 months. Except some do, and we attribute it to miscalculation. It's definitely a different way of understanding some of these aspects of our world. I believe somebody wanted to say something.
Yes, I wanted to ask a question. Would that also apply to a child that had to be, that was born by cesarean section?
I'm not clear on the question. What you're saying is that the child is, that the cesarean section is taking away some of the time in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
The mother went into labor, but she had to deliver by cesarean section, and the baby was like 3 weeks early.
Is it really? Is it really 3 weeks early?
Well, it was little.
No. The baby is born at the time.
Oh, the baby wanted to be born. That was because she began to have high blood pressure, and the baby's heart was beating so fast that they had to do a cesarean.
That, No, they didn't have to. They chose to because of medically they have fear and they don't have trust in Hashem. I'm not arguing. I'm not saying the doctors are wrong. They are right. It is the mm-hmm. society that we live in. We take the advice of these medical doctors because of their knowledge. I'm not saying I know more than they do. But the question that you asked is, did the baby born in cesarean section, would it have lasted longer in the womb and had more teaching because it needed more teaching? But another way of looking at that is that the pain and discomfort associated with cesarean section is cleansing for the mother, but it's also less, it may even be that's the cleansing, the baby is coming that way because the tikkun of children are not their own until they hit 20 years old. Prior to that, the tikkun of children is associated with the parent. So the mother has cleansing associated with the discomfort and the pain. It would be better if she studied Torah and she didn't have to have that. But we can't know, or at least I'm on a level that I cannot know yet, how to be a Kabbalist, to be able to perceive the soul, and what is the tikkun of the soul, and why that baby chose to be delivered by cesarean section. It's a different way of looking at our common everyday experiences. That different way of looking at those common everyday experiences is, how does this relate to tikkunim, to the corrections of the various souls involved? Do you have more questions on this subject, or should I go on?
No, I guess it's enough. I'm still ponderous. I'm going to go ahead and mute again. Thank you.
And it was an excellent question. It's very much a real question that we do need to have asked, and I thank you for doing so. And when Moses was born, his mother Yocheved hid him. I read this paragraph. Bina includes the 12 signs of the zodiac. The fact that he was born early means, according to our above discussion, that Moses' soul did not require the full gestation period of 9 months in order to reach the level of maturity necessary for birth into this world, since it was the a priori, a superior soul. Understand this. For Bina includes the 12 signs of the zodiac. These are alluded to in the word Bina itself, the first two letters of which, Bet and Yud, have the numerical value of 12. The numerical value of the third letter of Bina is Nun is 50, alluding to the 50 gates of Bina. And the last letter of Bina, the He, alludes to the 5 states of Chesed, or Gevurah, that exist within Bina. And I would think the translation would be the 5 states of Chesed and Gevurah. But the translator was trying to make it easy for us to understand this idea of 5 and why we don't use the 5 twice. Bina, the central sephirah of the intellect, is the mother of the emotions, which emerge from its womb. The 6 emotions from chesed to yesod define a three-dimensional space, two directions for each dimension. Since emotion implies relationship with another, and this requires a space in which to occur, the three-dimensional cube is formed with 12 lines. These 12 lines are seen as the spiritual source of the 12 months of the year and their associated zodiacal signs. If this paragraph was difficult for you to visualize, draw it out on a piece of paper and you will see that it takes 12 straight lines to create a cube. The five states of Chesed or Gevurah within Bina are the precursors of the five principal Sephirot of the emotions: Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. They are the latent propensities of intellectual analysis to produce emotional response to the subject being studied. I'm going to describe to you some numerical adjustments. I don't expect you to understand it. If you do, that would be great. But you saw where Bet and Yud is 12. But the Nun is 50. But the Nun represents the 50 gates of Bina. But Zeran Tin, the six ends, the six emotions, have the name of Adam. Zeran Tin only takes the number 45, which leaves five left over from Bina, plus the Hay of five, and this is where you get the five Givurot and the five Chasadim. I'm continuing to read. Thus, the meaning of the words, God became angry with me on your account. Moses was speaking to the mixed multitude present at the assembly. The verse thus reads mystically, God made me return to the fetal state because I decided to accept you. Alternatively, we can say that he was speaking to the Jewish people, and the words on your account mean in order to rectify you. In this case, the verse reads, God made me return to the fetal state and be reborn in order to rectify you, the mixed multitude. My commentary. In this section, did you read about any mistakes made by the mixed multitude? Then why is it titled The Mistake of the Mixed Multitude? The answer, the mistake is to take the mixed multitude at all. Hashem does not embarrass anyone, and learn this well. There is a third section. If you return to the Ari landing page under Kitisa, under the link that opened up these teachings, excuse me, it's not there. It's in the is it the ascending consciousness? No. I don't remember where the third part is, but there is a third part. But we will not be studying it tonight because our time is up. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all shalom gadol. Have a beautiful evening. If you stay with me one more second, or maybe a few seconds, I think it's in the Parasha Vayechel.
Let's see, I printed that just before. That's a mistake of the mix. Well, I don't know. Part one and two is still the one.
Oh, I think it's in Vayechel. And we went over that on Sunday. No, it's not there. I apologize. I don't remember where it is, but it'll turn up. I guarantee it.
It'll turn up. It sure will.
So I hope you all have a beautiful evening. And if you have a question, please feel free to ask it. Shalom gadol to all.
Shalom gadol. Good night.
I'm sure we all agree. This material is amazing.